Laurel Bowman. A U.S. company is sending a team to investigate the rupture of a giant fish tank in Berlin, Germany. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Reynolds Polymer Technology, which says it manufactured and installed the cylinder component of the Aquaderm tank 20 years ago, says it's sending experts to probe the rupture of the tank, which sent a wave of debris, water and tropical fish crashing through the hotel lobby it was located in and onto the street outside. In an email statement, Reynolds Polymer added, "At this point, it's too early to determine the factor or factors that would produce such a failure." Berlin's top security official has said that the first indications point to material fatigue in Friday's collapse. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tunisians showed little inclination to vote Saturday morning in a parliamentary election that most political parties are boycotting, having denounced it as the culmination of a march to one-man rule by President Kais Saied, taking place 12 years to the day after a Tunisian vegetable seller set himself on fire in an act of protest that sparked the Arab Spring. The election will vote in a new parliament whose lawmakers are likely to have little influence on government policy. Peru's President Dina Boluarte says she won't resign. She added that it won't solve the political crisis sparked by the ousting of her predecessor, Pedro Castillo. President Boluarte also called again for Congress to approve early elections as a way to curb the street protests that have claimed more than 20 lives. Congress has dismissed that proposal. Demonstrators backing Mr. Castillo want Ms. Boluarte to leave office. They also want early elections and the closure of Congress. And Argentina and France face off in the World Cup tomorrow. Rescue workers scoured muddy terrain for survivors and bodies on Saturday following a landslide at an unauthorized campsite in Malaysia. The pre-dawn landslide hit the site located at an organic farm near the town of Batang Kali, just outside the capital Kuala Lumpur, on Friday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Rescue workers have been using tracker dogs and excavators to scour through rubble and mud in search of at least a dozen people believed still buried in a landslide that killed at least 20 others, including five children. A regional police chief, Sufyan Badula, tells reporters the latest news is the discovery of two bodies, which were found at a location called Hillview. Authorities say around 94 people were sleeping at an unlicensed campground on an organic farm early Friday when the dirt tumbled down from a road about 100 feet above the site and covered around 3 acres. Most were families enjoying a short vacation during the year-end school break. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine works to restore electricity to hospitals, heating systems, and other critical infrastructure in major cities after Russia's latest wave of attacks on the power grid prompts accusations of war crimes. And Ukraine claims that Russia is preparing a fresh offensive against Kyiv early next year, but analysts doubt that Moscow can regenerate its battered forces for such a major operation in so short a time frame. Fiji's election count is tightening after a tumultuous night for opposition leader Sitiveni Rabuka, who police called him for questioning after he urged the military to intervene. Starbucks workers in the U.S. complain as they plan a walkout at around 100 coffee shops. In an AP interview, worker Finn Doris says they're protesting what she calls unfair labor practices.
We have had hours cut. We have had stores closed and absorbed partners, which makes it harder to stretch the hours that we are allotted between brand new partners.
And listen here to the blast off of a U.S.-French satellite that will map most of the world's water.
And liftoff of SWOT, our first global survey of Earth's surface water to study how this ever-changing resource affects our climate.
For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download to your mobile device. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
It's on VOA 1.